I don't know. Hello?
Hey, Miss Jasmine, returning your missed call for Home Care Services, sir. How can I help you today?
Oh, Jasmine, yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sitting here with my mom, and I'm trying to figure out how can I be her caregiver.
Absolutely. What's your mom's name?
Her name is Michelle.
I think you and I, we spoke, no? What's your mom's last name?
Michelle's suffering.
Yeah, you and I, we spoke. You're her son, right?
Yeah, I'm a son.
Right, and she doesn't have the waiver right now, right? She doesn't have the waiver program, right? You were trying to get her onto services?
My name is Rashid.
Uh-huh. Rashid, I took your information down. Has the service coordinator reached you yet?
Nobody talked to me. You said you took my information down?
All right, let's start over. How's that?
Yeah, let's start over.
All right, hold on 1 second so that I can help you, okay? 1 second. All right. What's your mom's first and last name? You said Michelle?
Yes. Mom,
you M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E?
Say it again. It's, where your ID at? I think it's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Yeah, that's
last name.
S-O-U-F-F-R-A-N-T.
I'm sorry. What's her last name?
Her last name is Suffering. You said it's spell it again.
S-O-U.
Hold on. Slow down. S O U.
Double
S. F F.
Robert.
R.
A.
A-N-T.
And date of birth?
12-7-57.
And her home address?
Give me the address, Ashley.
Yeah, I got it. 7009 Wolfston Avenue.
Wolfton, spell that for me for accuracy, please.
W-O-O-L-S-T-O-N.
And what county is that in?
This Philadelphia.
Okay, zip code?
19138.
And your mom has Medicaid?
Yes.
Is it through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC?
Your Medicaid is through what? Keystone, which one?
AmeriHealth?
It's through, she said it's through Keystone 65.
Has your mom ever had services, or is this the first time applying?
I believe this is the first time being applied because this is the first time I'm actually talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be her caregiver, right? To do all the hours and get paid.
Yes.
Okay. How do you say your first name?
My name is Rashid Ali.
Can you spell that for accuracy, please?
Yes. R-A-S-H-E-E-D. Mom, can you please put the bag down? You're going to put it in the grid. All right. Yeah, did you get that?
I got R-A-S-H-E-E-D.
No, E, yeah.
R-A-E-E-D.
H-E-E-D, yeah.
Got it. Okay, and Ali, A-L-I?
You said my last name is Ali, A-L-I.
And a good number to reach you, sir?
267.
Uh-huh.
227.
Uh-huh.
6442.
Okay. And a good number to reach your mom?
Hold on. My your number is 2...
My phone number?
Yeah, 215, right?
No, 267.
Oh, you got 267 number too?
Yeah, 267.
267. Yeah, 267.
8876. Go ahead.
Hold on. You said 8876.
Got it. All right. Now I want to give you some information. Let me know when you're ready.
It's going to come through my phone, or
do you need No, I need you to write down some information somewhere where you're not going to lose it, like a notebook, a notepad, somewhere where you can reference back to it.
Something to write down. Hold up.
Yeah, because you're going to need this information, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Mom, do you want me to write on the back of this, or is that cool?
A notebook somewhere where she could find it.
Yeah, she got a notebook. She got some right
now. Okay, good.
First page, somewhere close, so we ain't got to be looking for nothing. On the back of this. You know what I'm saying? Or the last page. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it on the last page. Right here. Somewhere close so I can know what's going on.
Okay, so you're going to write Medicaid broker number. Medicaid broker number.
You said broker number, right?
Yes, sir.
Broker number. Okay.
It's 877.
Okay.
550.
550. Okay.
4227. 4227.
4227.
You're going to call them and tell them that your mom is in need of home care service and you're calling to apply for an in-home assessment. They have to come into the home and do a physical assessment. That's when they determine eligibility, days of care, how many hours she gets.
Oh, you said in-home assessment, right?
Assessment, uh-huh, for home care.
Okay, for home care, okay. In-home assessment for home care.
Now I want you to write down the agency's information that's going to hire you.
Okay.
The agency's name is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Hold on. Family First Care. Okay.
The phone number is 267.
267. Yep.
551.
551. Yep.
7410.
You said 74, 10?
10, uh-huh. And my name is Jasmine.
And your name is Jasmine, okay.
I'm going to be submitting a referral, Rashid, so that the coordinators can reach you and send you your hiring application. But you need to call the broker and get her online for an assessment, okay?
Okay, all right. So
we're going to further assist you.
I'll be talking to you, Jasmine.
Yes,
Jasmine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Jasmine. That's my direct number.
Cool, I'm a lot.
Once we hang up, Call right now the broker before they close. Get her online for this week or next week.
Okay.
All right? If you get lost along the way, just call me.
Hold on, Jazz.
Go ahead.
The number you said is 877-550-4227, right?
You got it. Uh-huh.
All right. I'm about to call them right
now.
All
right. Call them, all right? And then I'm also going to submit a referral so the agency can send you your hiring application. It might not be today. It might be Monday, all right?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Call me if you need me.
I appreciate you. I might
have Absolutely.
Let you know what's going on.
Yep. You could call me as well, all right?
All right, baby.
All right. Take care. Good luck. Bye-bye. All right.